Hello, my name is David Smith. I live in Sector 19, 12, 21, 13, close to the border of the massive Tower 19, or as some might call it, the Dionysus Tower. The tower itself reaches far beyond every other building I've ever seen, and the top seems to be piercing through the grayish clouds we are all so accustomed to. Here, I've spent all my life in an endless circle of sleeping, eating, and working in one of the many bars along the border. I've served all kind of returns. They have been in the tower, worked their way in, some even stayed there forever, but most of them come back and tell the most amazing stories. Stories of colors dancing through the air, drinks that taste sweet without ever burning in your throat, of beautiful people, one wealthier and more successful than the other. Those mostly pass out after some time and have been taken care of by the police. Curious about the tower and all the events within it, I applied over and over just to work there. Many people do, hoping to find a way out of the underground shacks to reach beyond the grayish skyline, become rich, and then invite their friends in, granting them the same chance they had. I was always eager to work. Ironically, the first day I did was the last day I wanted.
Could you give me one of those cupcakes?
I'm sorry, miss. It's my first day. Which one is a cupcake?
The ones with the green cream on top. And don't worry, no one is going to notice without attacking this at disposal.
Thank you. But again, I have to apologize. What do you mean by happiness?
Wait, I have got some happiness left in my purse. Ah, there they are. If you keep it a secret, I will share a tiny bit with you. Do you want the taste of living in this tower?
Well, why not?
I like your attitude. Ah, what was your name again?
David Smith.
Now let me break a pill, so we can share it. Done. Here you go. Take it, and then tell me what you think.
I think I just got home after I finished work. It reminds me of the one time I got home earlier because my bar was shut down due to a malfunction.
What do you mean by home? When is work ever finished? Do you mean a break? Because breaks finish, but work does not, you know. I think that must have already overdosed you a bit. Hence, you seem a little bit silly. But don't worry, this happens even to regulars. So listen, I come up for you when you take a bite of the cupcake and drink some chocolate milk. That's a brown liquid in that glass can over there. And do you see that white powder? That's sucrose. Pour some over the cupcake and into the chocolate milk. And make sure no one sees you.
Oh, this is delicious. But so sweet.
I know, right? This is by far the best break room in existence. Still making up words like home?
It's not made up. Don't you have a home? You know, where you sleep and eat or play cards with friends?
I think you should get yourself checked. Don't you eat while working? Don't you sleep in a provided chamber? And what are friends or playing cards all about? I think you should not really work here, given the fact that you are fantasizing about daily basics.
You are scaring me a bit.
Scaring you? You are the one making up things. I know they don't distribute happiness outside the towers, but maybe they should, don't you think?
I think we don't need it, to be honest.
Why do you think so? Tell me.
I am confused, miss. Is this the happiness everyone was talking about? All I know is that I won't set a foot in this tower again. And maybe you should step out of it, at least once. Step out and come to my bar. I'll show you around.
But when?
Whenever you are ready. I guess in the end, Everyone has to decide for themselves how to experience happiness after all.